Sean O'Fahey is professor of African history at the University of Bergen in Norway. During more peaceful times, he has lived among the people of Darfur, which includes black Africans and people from different tribes. The Janjaweed are among the large Arab population of Darfur, who, says the professor, immigrated to the region 12 centuries ago.
Most of the Arabs in the northern Sudan and the western Sudan claim to descend from tribes that originated in the Arabian Peninsula. They speak Arabic and they identify themselves as Muslim.
In fact, says Sean O'Fahey, every group in the Darfur region is Muslim. The Janjaweed, he says, have been carrying out a particularly brutal form of ethnic cleansing against their neighbors.
They go into areas, they rape and kill. They also destroy mosques, they kill prayer leaders. There have been several very well documented reports from Human Rights Watch of them desecrating Qurans.
But that's rather
Strange.
shocking because they're Muslim.
Yeah, they're all Muslim. I
How
mean,
they.
believe you me, there is absolutely nothing different between the Muslims, the Islam of the Arab nomads and the Africans.
How does it happen that they're destroying mosques? I would think they would
I
never
think
do.
it's a reflection of an essentially racist ideology, whereby, we are Arabs and these people are Africans and not true Muslims.
As you describe them, the Janjaweed are terrible. But you yourself have lived with nomadic communities, so you know the people from which the Janjaweed sprang.
Well,
It
I mean,
was.
if you go to a nomadic encampment, I mean, they would treat you as an honored guest and you would be made to feel welcome. And if you know a little bit about Islam, probably much of the conversation would be about religion. One of the problems, of course, is for any outside agency is that they are very tough. They use a combination of camels and horses. That is, they will travel a long distance on camels with their horses tied to the back, and then they will go into battle on horseback.
On horseback.
Hence the name, Janjaweed, men on horses.
What do they want? Is ethnic cleansing an end in itself? Is there something that could make them stop killing?
Well, I think what they want, basically and very brutally, is to be able to control the water and grazing rights. I mean, there's a basic competition between sedentary farmers, like the African communities to the north of them, who use the pasture to grow food, mainly millet. So the bottom line, if you like, is the ethnic cleansing is about control over natural resources.
This conflict has been presented in the media mostly as one of race, black African versus Arab Sudanese. Is that a terrible oversimplification,
Yeah,
or is
it
there
is. I
something
mean, there
to it?
are significant Arab communities among the so-called black people who have no part in this conflict at all, who live quite peacefully with well-established relations with their local African communities. And ethnically, the whole of Darfur is a very mixed region. I mean, there's no area which is ethnically pure. So this kind of manufactured racism is precisely that, it's manufactured.
By
And
whom?
to some degree by various members of the Khartoum government.
The government continues to deny that it is behind this at all.
Of course they're going to do that. The real problem is not whether the government deny or accept any sense of responsibility. The real question is for the international community as to whether, in fact, the Khartoum government has the resources, not to speak of the will, to actually stop these people. If these Janjaweed, these nomadic militias, don't want to be found, they won't be found. It's a huge area.
From your time with the nomadic groups, can you remember a moment or a time when you got an inkling of the hatred that some of these people were capable of?
No, I mean, I can't. That's what I find so puzzling about what's going on in Darfur now, because it doesn't gel with my own experiences. And I may say I've shared this particular dilemma with a number of Darfurian intellectuals in America and elsewhere. None of us really understand quite what's going on, and I would be dishonest if I pretended that I do.
Sean O'Fahey is professor of African history at the University of Bergen in Norway.